Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by KNIA KRLS General Manager Jim Butler to talk about the 13th annual KNIA KRLS Marion County Food Drive.
This is the 13th annual KNIA KRLS Marion County Food Drive. How did this idea come about for a food drive in the area?
Well, Tony, we've done a Christmas promotion every year, and we looked around the room and said, hey, our promotions have been fun, but what can we do to give back to the community? And, you know, we've got Helping Hands Food Pantry in Knoxville, we've got the Pella Food Shelf, there's a food bank in Melcher, there's a food bank in Pleasantville, one in Bussey, and we thought, we're all over the place with our promotion. Why not use that time and our energies to try and not only have a good promotion, but see if we can help other people? Because Marion County is like any other county. You know, our unemployment rate is low, but there's a lot of people out there that need help. And so that's how we came up with the idea of doing that. And so this being the 13th year, it grows every year, and it's just been a good event.
How successful have the other drives been?
They've been very successful. It seems like, and we don't keep real accurate information, but it seems like we get more donations every year. It just grows and grows. And over the years, we've recruited and picked up some corporate sponsors that have helped with some of that too. But yeah, I think people understand that there is a need out there and they're anxious to help. That's Iowa, you know, is people want to help other people.
Now, what are some of the events that are going to be going on to be able to obtain food for the food drive? Is there anything new that you guys are doing differently this year?
Well, first of all, our position is help us fill the big red radio and together we'll fill the food shelf. So anytime somebody sees the big red radio out and about at an event, and the first event starts this Friday, stop by and drop off food to us. We'll take any non-perishable food items. And I believe after this week, every Saturday there's at least one event going on. And if you don't see the big red radio, but you see the little big red radio, you can drop off food there too. So just whenever you see the radio, stop and drop off food. And we'll be doing live broadcasts from those events, so we'll let you know where we're at. We've got food drop boxes at most of our sponsors throughout the area. You'll see those are the Hy-Vee tote boxes, and it has a sign on it that says Marion County Food Drive. You can drop food in there. And then something new this year is we've got money banks, if you will, that are on the counters of many of the businesses, and you'll see a sign that says Marion County Food Drive. You can drop in your loose change as well, and the Hy-Vee stores in both Knoxville and Pella have really partnered with us well in getting us some great, great deals on food. So our money that we do collect goes a lot farther. And speaking of money, you know, we've had many people donate money over the years. We're still working on things this year, but Marion County Farm Bureau has been an excellent partner and donated money every year. The Hormel plant here in Knoxville has donated money and had their own internal food drive to help with this. And so just a lot of corporate things that have helped out with this as well. A lot of people jump on the bandwagon.
To let people know in regard to dropping off food, what are some food items that people should know about when it comes to what you're looking for as food items?
Very good question. We're looking for really non-perishable food items, canned goods, macaroni and cheese, that type of thing, canned vegetables, canned fruits, boxes of pasta, any of that kind of stuff. Peanut butter, salad dressing, breakfast cereal are all good things. One thing that people don't think about too often, because we call it a food drive, but toiletry products, toilet paper and paper towels are also needed. So you can drop those off as well. But really, any non-perishable food item is what we're looking for.
What can people do to be able to get involved in the KNIA KRLS Marion County Food Drive?
Well, again, wherever you see the big red radio, bring bags of food, the non-perishable food items. Again, you'll see the drop boxes in different stores, drop off food there. The Hy-Vee stores in Knoxville and Pella both, they've put together food bags. You can actually purchase the bags, and you know, it makes it real simple. They've done the shopping for you. They've got $10 and $25 food bags, so you can do that. And then again, where you see the little donation boxes, drop in your extra change, because every penny helps in an event like this.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, KNIA KRLS General Manager Jim Butler, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.